Paul Steinhauser. He breaks news nationally for Fox News and us GMI Studios on this Monday Live. Good morning, Paul.
Hey, good morning, Jack, and the ultimate campaign, the ultimate sport in America, campaign politics. A big fight in the Republican Party. We're going to find out who wins this week, both nationally and here in New Hampshire on Friday. Yeah, Friday out in California, the Republican National Committee, they're going to have their vote on their next chair. Is it going to be Ronna McDaniel, who Donald Trump put in place at the RNC way back in January of 2017, or will it be one of her challengers? We'll find out Friday, the next day, right back here in New Hampshire. The Republican Party here in New Hampshire holds their annual meeting. It'll be in Salem. And, of course, we got a big fight going on for the state party chair. We'll find out on Saturday who's going to be the next chair here in New Hampshire to succeed Steve Stepinac, Jack. So plenty going on in Republican Party internal politics.
And here locally, Paul, did I see it right that Governor Sununu weighed in with an endorsement on the local chair?
He did. He did. Lou Gowrie. Now, I always mispronounce Lou's name. So Jack, you better do it. Yeah, I can never get that name. But he did support Lou. Chris Ager is the other one. He's the current National RNC committee member, one of the two from New Hampshire. We'll see how this fight goes, and we'll see how it plays out on Saturday morning.
The way the Republicans elect a chair for the state Republican Party, I hear it's kind of immune from the governor controlling it, but the governor must have some influence on this. How big will that endorsement be?
Yeah, it'll help to a degree, but it also may hurt to a degree, because while the governor is well-respected by Republicans, he's the most popular Republican in the state, let's be honest, among those on the right, on the far right, he's made some enemies. So we'll see. You know, in some states, the governor, whatever the governor says, pretty much goes when it comes to a state party chair, be it a Democrat or a Republican. Right. Not the case here in New Hampshire, Jack.
Used to be, it seemed like to me, if Judd Gregg or Republican governor said so and so in chair, that was the case. Now it seems to be different. Thank you, Paul Steinhauser, GMI Studios. Paul, are you on the road at home? What's happening in the hamlet of Newfield?
It's a rainy day right now, but the snow is supposed to start in a few minutes. I'm home today and tomorrow, then I'm heading out to California for that big Republican Party national meeting.
Well, hopefully we can get a live report from you. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Jack.